Take a look at the white stucco ceiling. This is a scrollwork ceiling from the Rococo. These rooms were originally used for music, as can be seen from the instruments of the putti. Let's take a slow stroll around the room and wander back into the past. The mineral collection in the historic oak cabinets formed the nucleus of the museum. The collection dates back to Archduke Johann's private collection. At the outset, it included about 4,000 items and has been constantly added to over the course of time. Originally, the Johannaeum was not just a museum but also a technical college of natural sciences and technology. Students were taught in some of the rooms in today's permanent collection. Nikola Tesla, for example, obtained his only academic education at the Johannaeum. Because of these lessons, the mineral collection was always set up so that it combined an exhibition and a teaching and study collection. Students and interested amateurs came with their own minerals to the Johannaeum, compared them with the collection, and identified their objects. As a result, one often sees one and the same kind of mineral in very different external forms. There are, on the one hand, beautifully formed crystals, but on the other hand, there are also unspectacular examples that are just ordinary lumpy rocks. Previously, the drawers underneath the display cabinets were also filled with minerals. Today, however, most of the collection is to be found in the Universalmuseum Johannaeum's mineralogy storerooms in the Natural History Study Centre. Here, the collection undergoes further scientific investigation or is used for purposes of comparison.